Intervju Radija Študent.
V današnjem RŠ intervjuju prisluhnite pogovoru z ameriškim trubadurjem Kurtom Weilom, ki bo nocoj skupaj z zasedbo The Violators nastopil na Ljubljanskem gradu. Skupaj s filadelfijskimi prijatelji in someščani The War on Drugs, ki smo jih tudi že videli pri nas, je Kurt eden izmed legitimnih naslednikov Brucea Springsteena in Toma Pettyja ter eden izmed najpomembnejših glasov ameriške kitarske godbe ta trenutek. V njegovi glasbi se prepletata modrovratniški roots rock in lepe, a megličaste melodije introvertiranega kanta avtorstva. V naslednjih minutah prisluhnite pogovoru, ki ga je z njim pred dnevi preko telefonske linije posnel Jaka Bulc.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kurt?
Yeah.
Hey man, nice to hear from you.
You too.
I just wanted to say first off that we love the new record. We're really looking forward to having you here in Slovenia on the 19th. So yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. Your buddies, the War on Drugs, did a similar thing here last year. It's like a one-off thing every year. And it was really, really awesome. So kind of Philly invading our Castle Hill here in Ljubljana.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I didn't know they played there. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. How's the tour going?
It's going good.
You're in Paris right now?
Yep.
Has it been mostly festivals or club gigs? Or?
No, it's been pretty even, clubs and festivals. And it just kind of gets better every night, mm-hmm. You know, stoked.
How are the people reacting to the new material?
All positive, honestly.
All positive, awesome. Otherwise, I mean, do you like playing festivals? Because I saw a couple of weeks ago in Barcelona at Primavera, and it seemed to me that it was, I mean, the atmosphere was pretty cool. Kind of your music, I think, suits the outdoor setting also. So
I loved it. I loved it. I loved playing. I mean, I love Primavera in general, and that was what, like, our second show. So we were still, you know. Mm-hmm. And we just got back from a tour from the States, so it's not like it, you know, it just gets better all the time. I just think we're better now than then, you know. At least, you just keep figuring out more guitar stuff, and everyone, you know, I'm sure all the bandmates are the same. Just everybody just
cool
has fun with it, you know.
Did you manage to see any other bands there, or, I mean, is that a thing you do when you play festivals?
Yeah, I do. We saw Tenaro in. We love Tenaro, and they're like our favorite live band right now.
Awesome, cool.
Yeah,
like some desert rock stuff, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Anything else, or?
I can't. We watched a Breeder. Honestly, we were only there for one night, so it was like we saw the Breeder. We watched Blur, stuff like that. But like, I feel like I was only 100% focused when I watched Tenaro.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Are you a four-piece band these days or a quintet? I didn't...
Four-piece.
And it was like Kurt Weill plus The Violators was a quintet, right? Like a couple of years ago.
Am I right? Actually, just in the States tour, we had five people, like once in a while. We were touring with our friend Steve Gunn, who's an awesome guitar player, and he was opening, and we had him play with us, but... I did think, like, when I first, because this record was so much more epic, I did sort of think that we should have another member to, like, capture it, but then we just realized we don't need it, so we're four-piece.
Okay, yeah, so it doesn't feel any different if you're four-piece,
no.
I mean, because... Yes. Yeah, because you...
Honestly, it seemed like once you fill up all that space, it's too much, like, well, it almost sounds like more if there's less people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly,
know?
I hear you. Yeah, definitely.
But it just took a trial and error to figure that out.
Okay, cool. If we could talk about the new record a bit now. I love the cover art. I mean, the idea and the design and everything is so good. Could you tell us a bit about how the idea of a mural came about, maybe?
Basically that guy, Steve Powers, who's an awesome artist from Philly, he had contacted me about something else. And once I realized who he was, because we had mutual friends, my manager, he's got a lot of good ideas. He kind of encouraged it. He's like, dude, because I've done the whole, you know, urban wall thing, and we just wanted to go to epic proportions, and so it was sort of my manager's idea, and then we all like had our insights into it, including Steve, you know, and this went for the idea of a wall, paint to cover on a wall, stand in front of the wall, and then also the wall just exists forever, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
So yeah, that was actually the next question I wanted to ask you. Does the city, I mean, eventually paint over them, or do they kind of embrace it? Or I mean,
that building in particular, like, everybody knew who Steve was, and it was a guy who owned that building who's like our age, who just bought a building in Fishtown, and he was all about having it, you know, there. So
okay, awesome.
It's a mural, yeah.
So are there many murals near the elevated tracks, or is it like a...
Well, actually, Steve Powers, who did the painting, he has some kind of graffiti installation along the L, like mm-hmm. higher up even, where you can see the Kurt Vile and the album title from the L,
yeah,
and then the stuff underneath, you know, you don't see it, but like he has all kinds of murals along that same L. It's called like some art piece called Love Letter, mm-hmm. you know, it's mm-hmm. like, so yeah
okay, sounds awesome. You also made two videos for two songs off the record, Never Run Away and KV Crimes. Is that a thing you enjoy doing, like putting pictures to your words and tunes? Or, I mean, would you consider maybe even doing videos for the whole album, like Beach House did a couple of years ago?
That sounds cool, but it takes a lot of work, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And I have like a family, and like, it's just crazy. I mean, we did one video... But the last two records, I just did one video, and then any other videos, people just took it upon themselves to mm-hmm. do them. But I like the Freak Train video, which is my first video I did.
Yeah.
My first record, it was so crazy, and that's my friend Danny. But the Jesus Fever video I did, no offense on them, it was...
Was
cool
that the one with the iPhone, or, I mean...
No. It was like me walking around in the snow, and then there was all these projections. It was cool, but it was kind of cute. It didn't really fit. They like filmed all these churches. They took it too literal.
Oh, okay,
I just kind of did what they said.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
when I
yeah.
look back, it's a cool video, but it's not really my personality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Same with like the baby's arms. It's a cool video, but it doesn't really capture my music.
What was the one that was shot in L.A. or like?
Yeah, that's baby's
arm. That's baby's arm. Yeah, okay. Cool.
It's a nice video. It's nothing against the video. It just wasn't my personality, really.
Yeah.
So And then, you know, Never Run Away, that's cool just because I got to wear all white and hang out in the slums.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, the Tom Sharpling video, he is like a hero of mine. He's really funny, so that's my favorite one.
Yeah, cool. So that was good for you to work together.
Yeah.
In one of the promos for the new record, we saw that you have what it seems like a pretty nice record collection back home. So do you buy a lot of records on the road also, or just back home?
I mean, I do buy records on the road, if I'm in the States especially, but I generally buy CDs because I can just mm-hmm. put them right straight into my head.
Yeah, or listen to them on the bus or in the van.
Yeah. And stuff, yeah. But yeah, I buy record. I go through phases.
Could you share some latest purchases with us, or maybe some recommendations?
I just got a stack of CDs in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I got.
Oh, you have them right there with you. Okay,
yeah,
that's cool.
I got I got the new Nick Cave album because we saw him. I saw him in Coachella, and we're gonna see him again in Dublin. I can't wait. So
okay, yeah,
that
awesome.
Blew my mind.
Cool.
I got the Townes Van Zandt mm-hmm. Sunshine Boy. It's a double CD. It just came out of like Unheard studio sessions and demos from mm-hmm. 71
Lovely.
And 72.
Lovely. So like a collection.
And then I got the two first CDs of Michael Chapman, where it's like two albums in one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Michael Chapman Rainmaker and Fully Qualified Survivor. And then also the Window album and Wrecked Again. Got
awesome.
The Birthday Party Hee Haw and a John and Beverly Martin record, which I don't like it that much. I love John Martin, but this record I don't like as much. It's called The Road to Ruin.
What's the year on that one? Is it like
John
a later
Martin.
Record? Yeah.
No, I mean, actually I like it because it's right after or before a record, that Stormbringer record, which
mm-hmm.
is awesome.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And
sure.
Bless the Weather. I think they just overdubbed. There's all this like saxophones on it, but this is I don't know, it's from, you know, it's right, it's 70, so it's like a good time for them, but it was just too many overdubs. It has its moments, but Stormbringer and Bless the Weather are my favorites for sure.
Okay, wonderful. congratulations on having August the 28th named after you, Kurt Vile Day.
Yeah, that is weird, and I don't know. I don't know if it's just for this year, but it sounds a little weird.
I mean, it's kind of a big thing, right? I mean, especially in these days when kind of rock musicians rarely get the credit they deserve from the mainstream.
Yeah.
It must feel good, yeah, right?
It feels nice. It just sounds a little weird to say it.
But the award is nice. But is it like a common practice in Philly? Do the Roots get their day?
I don't know how it happened. It was asked, but I think it's just for this year.
Okay. We'll be sure to celebrate it also August the 28th. I saw that you're doing a Big Star tribute show in the end of June with a bunch of wonderful musicians in Central Park. I actually saw that show last year, and it's really, really great. How did you get involved with it? Are you a fan of Big Star? Or?
Yeah, I am, and we actually, strangely enough, well, we met Jody before. We opened for Big Star in New York, mm-hmm. and we met Jody at Ardent Studios. He invited us.
Yep.
And Jody's the drummer who he's the one who invited me to sing,
mm-hmm.
and it just sounded cool. But yeah, we opened for it. Ended up being their last show in New York. They didn't know it at the time, so that's this crazy coincidence.
Like, oh, when Alex was still alive, or
yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you know which song you'll sing on, or?
Yeah, I do.
Is that a secret, or?
I don't know if.
Yeah, you don't have to spill the beans.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you if you want to know. It's Stroke It, Noel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I was really pleasantly surprised that they even played like songs like 13 last year. It's not just like the third record. It's kind of, I really
awesome.
Like it. We talked a lot about, and this is basically the last question, with the guys, with Adam and guys from the War on Drugs last year about the NBA, because the NBA finals were just going on then. And I was wondering if you're a sports fan also, or what else are you interested in? Like,
no, that's funny. I'm like, so not a sports fan.
Okay, so what interests Kurt Vile beyond music and family?
Beyond music, I mean, I don't know. We other people in my band. Jesse's a sports fan. I don't know if my drummer Vince is. I don't think Rob is, but mm-hmm. maybe he is. I don't know. It's usually music related, collecting records and stuff. But we read books and stuff when I'm not feeling too ADD. We appreciate the arts, but mainly it's just music.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
What's your next stop from here on?
This is the last gig before there's like a 5-day break or something, and they're gonna stay in Paris, and I'm gonna fly to Stockholm, which is our next gig, and my family's visiting, and I'm gonna stay on this little island outside of Stockholm, and then so the next gig is in Stockholm.
Awesome, that sounds great. That's also one of the things I wanted to ask you, if it's kind of, if you try to visit new places, or at least kind of go to places you really love. That it kind of
I wouldn't honestly, if my family wasn't visiting, I'd just be holed up in that house with them.
Mm.
Like, because when I'm touring, I mean, I guess we could get creative and do sightseeing, and we walk around, but that's what's good, that's what wives are good for.
Exactly. Okay, Kurt, that was all I had prepared. Thank you so much for taking your time. We're, like I said, we're really psyched and excited for your upcoming concert. See you there. Say hi to everyone and take care.
Thank you.
Bye bye, Kurt.
Bye.
Interview Radia Student.